I'm at the Phoenix in Canberra.
We can always move from nowhere.
It's Saturday. I'm here with Toots and Fran. We're here for us, not really cousin Dan's wedding. It's fucking weird. I don't know. I feel kind of depersonalized. It's odd. It's strange. Other words to that effect. The Phoenix. You can't smoke here anymore, of course. It's illegal. It's not really the Phoenix. They should have changed the name.
Yeah, it's up
around there. Funny being back here, I feel, detached from my... I was kind of a bit emotionally numb to begin with, and that's probably a good thing. I feel like I'm not really here. I don't know what to make of it. It's good, though. It's not making me maudlin. The last time I went to Canberra in 2005, it made me maudlin because I associated it with my final year in Canberra, which was unambiguously the worst year of my fucking existence. And it's nice that I can now come back, and it just feels like Canberra. It's just Canberra. It's comfortable. It's quite nice. Place that spawned me. I don't want to have negative associations with it. So yeah, and I don't seem to. It's quite good.
But I know, I just become a full-blown.
I was going to get Toots to talk, but she's talking to Fran. Don't think that's going to happen. Drinking schooners, sitting in the Phoenix, not smoking because you can't anymore. Can't even smoke outside. You have to cross the road. No smoking within 10 meters of the door, apparently. Otherwise, you'll be liable for a huge fine. Ah, Canberra. Beautiful, overgoverned. The IGA, the library has turned into an IGA. The news agent on the corner in the bus interchange is now an overly brightly lit convenience store. But it's Canberra, you know, it's Canberra. Do you want to talk? No.